talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday here on WGH Talk. Friday, November 24th, 2023. 18 and a half minutes past the hour, and we've got a full house here for the Exchange Club. And that's a good thing because we have got a full hour to be sure. We've got Pastor Craig, Bob Welsh, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft all here, and we've got a lot to go through this hour. And the phones are up and running again. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, the first thing we should do, and I'm going to turn this over to Matt. What's coming up tonight and tomorrow, Matt?
So tonight at, sorry, my head broke there for a second. So tonight at, starting at 8:15, we will be live doing the Friday Night Live show, and it'll end at...
It's the last time we'll be together before the big doings tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yep. You say that confidently. Absolutely. Okay, I hope.
Well, I mean, you gotta say it with confidence, otherwise...
We'll find out tonight how confident we are.
You know?
Okay, 8:15 to 10 o'clock tonight. Okay, so tomorrow.
And then tomorrow will be the thing down in Founders Park. We're going to be having the Christmas tree lighting. Scott will be reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Mary Ellen might be there, I think.
Maybe.
George Kasotis might be there.
It sounded strong earlier.
If he said he would think about it. I almost said George Kasotis twice. And then...
3,000
Jack Kellogg,
people.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget about the 3,000 people.
Yeah, Jack Kellogg said he's going to be there to light the tree. Santa Claus is going to be there. There'll be a woman from downtown Marion speaking at the event. It's going to be big. You won't want to.
And you'll be
it.
Singing.
I will be singing
along with Carrington, Claxton, and Fruity C. It's going to be a big show. And also, I'll be doing the parade starting at 6 p.m. from the gazebo in front of the courthouse. So there you go. That's tomorrow's doings. It's going to be very, very big here in Marion, to be sure. Now, we were talking earlier today about the big Black Friday special at McDonald's. First 100 cars in the drive-thru from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. receive a holiday surprise. Sean went down. What was it?
A gift card value meal.
A free value meal. Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing says the holidays like a free value meal. So... Merry Christmas from McDonald's.
Well, at least you get fries with that.
At least you get something. Oh, my gosh. Is the phone... just when things were going... Oh, it was muted. That can cause a problem.
Well, at least you get fries with that.
It was better the second time. All right. So, let's see. What else do we need to cover here? Oh, the Ohio State game tomorrow. We've talked a lot about that today. The Ohio State... Buckeye guy, super fan prediction, OSU 24, Michigan 17, and George Kasotis 12-9. What do you think, Pastor?
16-7.
16-7, so you're closer to George.
Yeah, the Buckeyes are not going to score over 20, and they're going to hold Michigan to under 10.
And who's going to win?
Buckeyes, of course.
You know, there's going to be a lot of sad faces here, I think, next Friday. And again, I'm not against the Buckeyes. I probably won't even watch the game, but I just, there's a lot of bad stuff going on right now there.
Yeah, but the Buckeyes will be victorious.
No, we shall see what will happen tomorrow. So that's going on. We've done that. Oh, we haven't been able to take phone calls, so the phones are up and running again, 740-383-9944. Do you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss? Now, so far, we've got Ted Jolliffe, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mayor Jack Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Linda's husband, Ed, Caleb Rice, Bob Welsh, and his wife will all be competing in the fruitcake toss. That's close to 30 people. We will have chestnuts there provided by Matt's mom that night, which are actually Buckeyes. We will be having our Upper Crust Society plaque presentation for Mayor Jack Kellogg that night. There will be singing from Carrington and Matt, the official mascots, the elves of the fruitcake toss. 7 p.m. December 14th, right here, 685 Delaware Avenue. And if you'd like to enter somebody, feel free, 740-383-9944. Now, who are the odds? Who is the odds-on favorite right now, Pastor Craig, in the fruitcake toss?
I think it's probably one of those names that we've got a couple names there that we don't really know who they are.
Like the Glenn Jeromes and the Tyler Wilsons?
Yeah, yep.
Bob, who's the odds-on favorite?
I'm going to go with last year's winner.
Oh, Ed. Yeah, people are discounting Ed. He threw for 61 feet last year.
He might have been practicing. He might be going for the record.
Matt, what do you think?
I'm also going to have to go for Ed. 61 is a pretty hefty chunk.
Not bad. Sean, who do you think?
I'm not sure. Is the former champion besides Ed coming?
No.
Oh, he's not going to be there at all?
No.
Oh, okay. So I'm probably going to have to go with Ed as well.
See, I don't know, though, because there's a lot of people in this year that were not in last year when Ed won the competition. And I'm not, to be honest, and I don't mean to say this, I'm not even sure Ed threw for 61 feet because those are Terry's measurements. So I really don't know. And it was so dark out there that night, I really don't know how far he threw the thing. Yeah. I can't really verify those results that night. So we'll say he threw for 61 feet. But this year we'll have light, and we will all know what is being thrown. So that's going to be a big, big night coming up. All right. Well, I think we've covered everything now, except the holidays start here, by the way, when we top the WWGH tree, the WGH Talk tree. Now, this started 3 years ago. 3 years ago, why did we decide to do that, Bob?
I think because we had nothing else to top the tree with.
We've always had the hat. We did that for 7 years.
Well, then something... Somehow we got on the subject that we needed something other than the hat, and so I created a pizza star, ornament for the top of the tree, and which worked good the first year. The second year, it was a little chewed up by the rodents.
You like to bring that up a lot. Well, can't you just say the star didn't look as good?
Well, I think we wanted to cover the whole history. I mean, I could leave the bad stuff out, you know.
Well, that's what we do with real history. We leave the bad stuff out.
But let's just say that the star was no longer as glowing as it was in the beginning.
But it was still put on the tree last year.
It was put on the tree. When you got nothing else, you go with what you got.
That's right.
And so this year I created a new star. We'll call it Star Point 2, which will hopefully last for many more years. It's got more shellac on it. It's got some glitter on it. Should I bring it out? Is now the time, or
we'll get there. We'll get it, because when the Christmas starts, the official start of Christmas, we want people gather everybody into the room. You know, we'll give you 10 minutes. Get everybody into the room, because Christmas will officially start here in about 10 minutes.
Right.
Now, the Christmas pizza, this started last year.
Last year, three years ago, we did the turkey pizza.
Now that was Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Last year, we ended up doing the fruitcake pizza, for the day after Thanksgiving. And this year, you know, I had a lot of people saying to me, well, what do you do with all the leftover pizza crust from throughout the year and so forth? And so this year, I did that, and I made a bread pudding with pizza crust.
Bread pudding with pizza crust.
So basically it's a leftover pizza.
That is correct.
Okay.
So now what would be the difference?
The topping,
what would be the difference between bread pudding and bread pudding with pizza crust?
The main bread element.
There's no bread in it.
In a bread pudding? Or what do you mean?
No, if it's left pizza crust.
There is some bread in this.
So there is some bread, but there's pizza crust as well.
There's a dab.
Is it from the zest, the orange zest the other day, left over from the orange zest?
No, actually, I left that with you. I don't know what ever happened to that one.
Well, I think that was eaten, but...
There you go.
But so was there any leftover when you were making that?
No.
Okay. So we probably should do the top 10, and then we'll get to the bread pudding pizza. This will be good.
It will be.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. You got to eat before you top the three. Let's see here. From the home office in Columbus, Ohio. Bob, how do you construct these top 10 lists?
Sometimes I worry if I'm not even going to get them done in time.
Oh, I don't blame you. I tried to make a top 10 list, and I was struggling.
Yeah.
You're still unstuck on number 8.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's pumping them out.
You know, I never read them before I do them. So it's a little ambiguity.
I know sometimes they might take you by surprise there.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm stuck for a day or two, and then an idea will hit me, and I've got some ideas already that I'm working on for December here.
Well, I would say that's comedy gold in December.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Today's category, top 10 fun facts about modern Thanksgiving. Now, how did this come about?
Just doing research on the original Thanksgiving and then modern Thanksgiving and what's going on today. And
well, here it is.
A little bit of Google research and everything.
Top 10 fun facts about a modern Thanksgiving. Number 10, Thanksgiving is the second favorite holiday among American adults behind Christmas ahead of Halloween. But Halloween's not a holiday.
Not really. But that's why it's came in third place.
I guess so. Number 9, the recipe for pumpkin pie has mostly stayed the same for the past 200 years. Cookbooks dating back to the late 1700s contain recipes similar to the modern method.
We're eating pumpkin pies just like the Pilgrims did. The same ones.
Or George Washington, at least.
Yeah. Well, I think the Pilgrims were more than 200 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fair.
But George Washington put his wooden teeth right in a pumpkin pie just like we do today. Number 8, around 50 million pumpkin pies are consumed every Thanksgiving. 36% of people eat pumpkin pie for dessert on Thanksgiving. Wow, 50 million, and 36% doesn't seem high, though.
Well, no, I mean...
It's not even half.
Well, I think if we all look at our own experience, like yesterday, my favorite was pecan pie.
Well, there you go. I had pineapple upside down cake.
There you go.
Pineapple upside down cake is really good.
It was very good.
We had a black raspberry pie that was really good.
There you go.
Really?
So pumpkin was not number one.
36%.
Number 7, a typical Thanksgiving dinner comprises turkey, stuffing, roast turkey, dinner rolls, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, corn, pumpkin pie, gravy, green beans, and sweet potato. Sweet potatoes?
Do most people not have ham on Thanksgiving?
No, ham is for losers.
That's Easter.
Now, we have ham and turkey on Thanksgiving. So
yeah, you shouldn't have ham, though. I think ham is... It's a turkey holiday.
Well, we usually try to get both.
Number 6. It takes an average of 9.6 hours for a host to prepare a Thanksgiving meal, and the average dinner time is 16 minutes. 10 hours to get ready for 16 minutes. That seems about right.
It works out that way.
I was having this conversation yesterday. I mean, and people think you're complaining, but you're really not. But there is a lot of work that goes into having people over on any time, any kind of party. Number 5, 62% of Thanksgiving dinner guests take a nap afterwards. 62%, more than eat pumpkin pie.
There you go.
Very interesting. Number 4, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is the busiest bar night of the year. Wonder why, because people don't have to get up early the next day?
I think it's because they don't want to face the next day.
Well, Thanksgiving, I don't know. Number 3, the average person gains 1 pound between Thanksgiving and Christmas. You gain 1 pound between 6 and 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving, right?
Probably.
You just
now those potatoes.
Now he sat there and laughed. If I had said that,
say it. See what I'll attack you.
And he's already making a face.
Oh, Pastor. I just joke around with you, Pastor.
All right, number. I think it's got to be more than 1 pound. What are you doing, running it off shopping? I think Matt.
I don't even know what you said. You said the last thing I heard was.
Glad this show is scintillating for you.
Well,
it's one thing when the people at home tune out. It's another thing when the co-host tunes out.
I just didn't hear, because I heard the first part, okay? You said it's got to be more than a pound, and then I just didn't hear the last part.
Well, that's
what happened? What are you doing over there?
Well, I mean, they started talking, but also I was talking.
Until I was done?
I don't know. I probably just got here.
Because that's going to be tomorrow night.
Probably.
First song will be over, and you say, well, what was that? I didn't hear that. What was that song? The average person gains 1 pound from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Yeah, but then what'd you say?
That's what I said.
No, you said it has to be more than 1 pound.
That it has to be more than 1 pound between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And then you said something after
that. Like, what do you think, Matt?
Yeah, what do you think, Matt?
Oh, well, I guess I did hear everything then, and I'm just...
Apparently not. You didn't hear the question, you didn't hear the thing.
I heard, what do you think, Matt, but like I said...
I was hoping it wouldn't get ugly like this the day after Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, it's gonna happen to somebody, I guess.
This is a long one, so get ready. Here we go.
Are you listening, Matt?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
In 1960, the average live turkey weighed 17 pounds. That increased to 19 pounds by 1980, rose to 31 pounds today. An average American male weighed an average of 166 pounds in 1960, but weighs about 198 pounds today. Our obesity increased together, the turkey and the people.
Well, I think it's like... I think there's a...
Oh, you paid attention to that one, huh?
There's a connection there, though.
Didn't even wait for me to say, what do you think, Matt? Just jumped all over that one.
Yeah.
And the number one fun fact about the modern Thanksgiving is Black Friday is also the busiest day of the year for plumbers due to the influx of garbage disposals, kitchen drains, and toilets from multiple guests.
That's rough.
I like that one. That one.
No, wait a second. Due to the influx of garbage disposals.
Like usage of garbage disposals.
Usage is not in that, Bob.
Usage, well.
Jeez.
And the influx from the garbage. All right.
It was good, though.
You want better grammar?
No, I just wanted an extra word in there.
That would be good.
You know what's interesting, though, because I about had this problem on Thanksgiving yesterday. My turkey was being prepared. Somebody else helped it. It was prepared at my house, but somebody else helped it along, and they were carving the turkey yesterday. And, you know, there's that greasy water in the bottom of the turkey pan once you cook it. What do you do with it? And the person said, dump it down your drain. You have a garbage disposal, don't you? I said, you don't dump that down the drain.
That's awful for the plumber.
That's what they told me to do, didn't they?
Awful.
You were their witness to this. And then they said, pour it in the garbage can. And I said, no, it's going to leak out of the bag. So what did I do?
What did you do?
What did you do with... Well, you had it catered.
We did a cater.
What'd you do with your bag of grease?
Usually we get like a bowl, and then we put like tin foil on it so it doesn't actually get all over the bowl. And then we just put it in there and then wait for it to, like, solidify. And then we take out the tin foil and just throw it away that way.
Oh, I ain't got that kind of time.
I mean, just leave it on the counter. I didn't know it took time to not pay attention to it.
You just have a pile of grease laying there on the counter?
It's not laying there. It's
put that right next to the...
Off to the side.
Pastor Craig, you didn't prepare one yesterday, but what do you do with this in the past?
I was a plumber for 15 years.
So you know... Oh, that mic works.
Oh.
Yeah, you can pick that right up.
I was a plumber for
there you go.
Years.
There you go.
And so I always liked it when people poured it down their drain because, yes, that was job security. But
was it the busiest day of the year?
We did work the day after Thanksgiving. But when I have that situation, I'm kind of similar to Matt. I just put it in a foil thing, let it sit, and when it hardens, then it goes in the trash.
Now, what I did was I took the pan after the turkey was off of it. I just had the carcass of the turkey, and I just took it out back and dumped it in the yard.
For the rabbits.
The water. I didn't dump the carcass.
Well, my son, because they've got chickens and they've got pigs and cats and dogs and stuff, what they do is that grease and everything, they put with all the other table scraps, and then the pigs get it.
You know, and boy, these people, you can't take that outside and do that. There's going to be deer in the yard, and how can you dump it with that carcass in there? You just hold on to the carcass and you dump the stuff
and then you shoot the deer when the deer comes to eat it.
Yeah,
there you go.
And then you have venison like they did at the first Thanksgiving.
Right,
there you go.
Oh, you paid attention for that one.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Aye, aye, aye. All right, so that is today's top 10 list. Well, that was good, Bob. Tonight's a kind of a shorter one, another Thanksgiving themed one.
Yeah,
but see, I feel bad about this one now because I don't want to give it away, but Ronald McDonald was in the Thanksgiving parade yesterday.
Well, yeah.
And his balloon returned.
He came out of retirement.
He did.
And this is the retirement theme, so it'll work.
Well, I think it'll work, but I'm just saying, I cannot believe... Did you see this, Pastor? Ronald McDonald was back yesterday.
No, I feel like Matt. I missed it.
Yeah.
Although I think you'll probably have to explain half of those answers on there, but I'll leave that to you to handle.
Maybe. I don't know. You know, most of them, I think, are... I don't think there's any I don't know.
Well, yeah, you don't know, yeah.
So, did you know in advance that he was coming out of retirement?
No, I did not know that.
He was just there.
He was there.
He was there, and the balloon was him. Shocking.
Wow.
I thought he was done. I thought his career was over. I thought it was ruined.
I know. Did we even try to call McDonald's and see what was up with the retirement of Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, they were trying to hush it up.
Yeah.
But we have no fruitcake toss entrance. Does anybody want to enter anybody? 740-383-9944. I'm going to count these here and see exactly how many we have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. So can we get to 30 today? Do we have two more people who are going to be entered into the fruitcake toss? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody here want to nominate anybody else at this point? I don't think we've heard back from Mayor Schertzer. I don't know where that is. Or Sheriff Bales or Police Chief McDonald. I believe they've been called. I don't think we have answers. Oh, here we go. Well, maybe this is it. Maybe this is an entrant into the fruitcake toss. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I know you had George on earlier.
Yes.
Did he mention he was going to the...
Did he what?
Fruitcake talk. Did he mention he was going to the fruitcake talk?
No, we didn't talk. Is he in it?
Well, I asked him, and like last year he said, no, he couldn't go. I thought he was going out of town. I don't know, Florida or something. And then he said, I thought he said, well, maybe or something. And so I put him down, him and Joanne, as a maybe.
So when you called him this year, he said maybe.
Yeah, but I thought first he said no, he was gone. Like last year, he was going someplace.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll put him down, and I'll send George and Joanne a message to see if they'll be around on the 14th.
Yeah, and make sure, because when he was talking, I said I didn't get it. And then, Sheriff Bales, he called me, and he said yes, he would do it.
Sheriff Bales is in again. All
yeah,
right.
And then I couldn't get the auditor. I don't, she wasn't in. I see. Did I call Tuesday or Wednesday? And
I hear the auditor's not in a lot in the city of Marion.
Well, a lot of them, like I called that fire chief Dean, and they only have like three options. And then it's hard to get through to some of these. And the guy that talked to, I don't know his name, he probably said it. He said that he would come. And I just said, I asked a couple, can you send a memo? I called the fire department and, you know, let them know about it. So I don't know if he's going to do that. And then, let's see. I'm not going to call, Jim Ganahl and that Carlene or whatever, Marshall, because last year I couldn't get through to them. It was just a hassle. I called and called, and they never did get back with me.
Any word from Jay McDonald, police chief?
No, and I couldn't get through to him. They have, like, records, and the one that I pushed, I think I left a message.
All right.
I had to leave messages, and with the holidays, and the only ones I haven't called is Judge Edwards, Fredericks, and Ballinger.
Now, what about Mayor Schertzer?
He hasn't got back with me, and so I didn't bother him. I think he was the first one I called, and did I call them Monday or Tuesday, 21st?
All right, so we got George.
About 20th, and because I don't know if he was in, but I guess secretary got back with me, and I explained it to her, so I guess she'll be calling.
Sounds good.
So I'm giving them time, but on that, on the city council, I called Jason and Ratliff, but is that Cornelius still on there or not?
No, he moved to Chicago.
Oh, okay. I had his number. I called him last year, so I'll kick him off. And most of them have been notified except the three judges.
So right now we'll add George and Joanne, somebody from the fire department, and Sheriff Bales have all said yes.
Yeah, and then I think Mr. Grogan, I'm just going to say their secretaries. I told her and explained it to her, and I've told her before, you know, anybody that wants to come in the office or anything, come. So they have to get back, and I'll give them Monday or Tuesday, and then I'll call and check and see.
Well, sounds good. I appreciate all the legwork. Thank you.
Yes, it's hard to get through to these people and stuff.
Well, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, I did.
Hey, thank you. Goodbye. Bye-bye. All right, well, now we've got some new entrants into the fruitcake toss. We've got George Kosotis, Joanne Kosotis, Sheriff Bales, and somebody representing the Marion Fire Department. So now we're not only at 30, we're at 32 people in the fruitcake toss. And growing. Boy, it's going to be an event. Bob, do we have the bread pudding pizza?
We do. You want me to start?
Well, because I think Matt will need to sample a little bit of this here. You know, it's very interesting because this will be my third attempt at bread pudding because I had the bread pudding at Der Dutchman. The other day, I had the bread pudding that somebody made for me, homemade, and now this bread pudding. Boy, I said bread pudding, and it just kept coming.
Well, that was the key there.
Pizza bread pudding.
Is that what we're saying? Pizza bread pudding?
Because it was used with, it's made out of pizza
bread. Well, you listen to that. Run down the holiday events, Matt, for us all.
So, tomorrow in Founders Park, there will be... tomorrow in Founders Park, there will be a tree lighting ceremony. Scott will be there reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. Me and Carrington will be there singing. We're going to have George Kosotis. We're going to have former Mayor Jack Kellogg. Santa Claus is going to be there. There'll be a woman from downtown talking.
It's a spectacle.
There's a whole bunch going on.
We need a photographer. That's what we need. Because Sean will be running the camera. We need a good photographer down there.
I could recruit. We could get Caleb. I'm sure Caleb would take some pictures.
Oh, there you go. There we go. We got a photographer. And Pastor Craig's going to be attending this, right?
Yes, I am.
You excited?
Absolutely.
You coming for the parade now that I'm announcing the parade?
Now that you're announcing the parade, yes, I'm coming for the parade.
I might have a co-host for the parade. I'm not really sure yet.
Well, worst comes to worst, looks, you got Pastor Craig. He'll be there.
If things get really bad, pull Pastor Craig over there.
If worst comes to worst,
I'm really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
If you want. Because, I assume you have
somebody. Don't ever do my eulogy,
so
for God's sake.
I assume you have somebody in mind. And if the person you have in mind can't do it, then that's what I would have said
the first time. Not if things get really bad, if worse comes to worse.
You know, Scott, if you run down that whole list and can't find anybody.
And absolutely nobody's available in the town, then you're okay. Oh, man. Well, it is the holidays, isn't it? It's a fun time.
I know how you feel, Sean. I get no response.
My gosh. What can you say? Okay. Is there anything we forgot to run down here? There was a lot we had to do this hour. We still got to top the tree. Hey, everybody, get in front of your radios. Get in front of your listening devices, your televisions. We're going to top this tree here momentarily. Are you awake?
Mostly, I think.
Mostly. Partly.
Now, the microwave is in an inconvenient spot. So if you want to heat any of this up...
I've never had pizza in a Dixie cup.
No.
Well, this is a new thing.
Oh, look, you got sauce.
The sauce makes it.
I think you're right. Is this bourbon sauce?
Whiskey sauce.
Oh, there's whiskey in this.
There is, yeah.
Oh, it's like the old days with Charlie. We're all getting drunk again.
I'm over from my bottle there, but
Lord.
Put that in for 15 seconds. I think you'll be all right.
Well, you should have told me before the show, Bob. I got to uncover the microwave.
Well, I'm not into all the logistics there.
It's preparations, everything. You said 1 minute?
I said 15 seconds.
Oh, I thought you said 1 minute.
No, I'm going seconds.
We'll,
to a minute.
We'll do a countdown here to...
Well, if worse comes to worse, we can have Pastor Craig blow on.
That's right.
It.
That's right.
There we go. Good.
There you
seconds.
Go. And that should do it. Then pour that little bit of.
Pour a little
that on your.
There you go. This looks really, really good. A matter of fact.
Yeah, well, thank you.
That.
You want more? No.
No, that's well.
You're on the air.
Yeah, it's hard to eat when you're on the air.
Sean.
There you go. A little bourbon sauce.
Well, I didn't get anything for Matt.
I feel like since it's got bourbon sauce, I feel like we should have a toast. We should say a toast
to the holidays.
To the holidays.
To the holidays. Well, we'll do a little a toast here before Matt needs a cup, and we'll do a little toast before you peel in there. This looks good.
I don't have a fork anyway.
How much of this did you make, Bob? I know you gave George about half a ton.
Well, I made enough to go around.
Maybe we'll want to have some tonight for the Friday night show.
And for those those old-time listeners, the whiskey sauce is actually the Lazarus recipe.
Oh, this is the Lazarus recipe.
From the old chintz room down there downtown.
Oh, my goodness. We're going back in time now.
So this is historic.
You got your cup, Bob?
The host is always last.
My Lord. Well, listen, we're about to toast pizza bread pudding. That's the, I guess, the, don't eat it, Matt.
I'm just looking.
I know you have a tendency not to pay attention to the rules. If worse comes to worse tomorrow night. I love it. That's the light of the day. If worse comes to worse.
I'm there.
You're there. Pastor Greg will be there. Thank goodness. All right. So, to the upcoming holiday season and all the fun we'll have together and all the holiday seasons we'll have from now on.
Toast.
There we go.
Clink.
There
clink,
we
clink,
are. Clink, clink, clink.
Clink, clink, clink.
All right. Boy, I'll tell you, we spent money on utensils and dishes this year.
Oh, this is really good.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
Unsolicited comment.
Yeah.
With that Lazarus bourbon sauce.
Yeah.
The old Lazarus bourbon sauce. And so how do you make the Lazarus bourbon sauce?
Egg, confectionery sugar,
bourbon.
A little bit of the whole
milk. Well, that
whole
is milk. Good.
Then at the end, you toss in the bourbon.
I taste some cinnamon in this. Strong cinnamon.
Yeah, the cinnamon is the taste, and so I put a lot of it in.
I like cinnamon.
But,
hope nobody cares at home what's going on here. We're just eating. This was good.
Traditionally,
grab some yourself at home and sit down and have some with us.
There you go. Traditionally, some people put in raisins, but the raisins can have an after effect, and so there are no raisins here.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So it's eggs and raisins for the Lazarus sauce?
Yeah.
No. What was the Lazarus sauce recipe again?
The Lazarus sauce recipe.
I write this down.
Well, I can't. I might be leaving out a green, but confectioner sugar.
Confectionery sugar.
Raw eggs.
How many raw eggs?
Two.
Two raw eggs. How much confectioner sugar?
See, my wife made that out. I can't tell you. Maybe
a touch.
Cup and a half.
Cup and a half.
I believe some whole milk.
Whole milk. How much whole milk?
I don't know. Cup and a half.
Okay.
Blend it all together.
You work for the Weights and Measures Department for the city, don't you?
I had my back turned at the time.
All right. And what else?
And about two bottles of bourbon.
Two bottles?
No. couple ounces.
Couple ounces of bourbon. And this is the, what was this called? The Lazarus?
I can get the exact recipe. This is from the Lazarus
chintz room.
Chintz room.
That was their restaurant down in the basement.
No, fifth floor.
Oh, fifth
floor. And they had bread pudding?
The basement one was a kind of a carryout type.
So how did you get this recipe?
Actually, Lazarus published a book, or somebody published a book about Lazarus.
Oh, it's in a cookbook.
And the back of it has, the appendix has four or five recipes from the chintz room. That were, you know, Lazarus specialties.
I didn't know Mr. Lazarus had his appendix out.
That was delicious.
We'll get Carrington to try this tonight.
Yeah.
You know, she'll heim haw and complain. Oh, she's never had alcohol. We won't tell her. Till it's done.
We don't have to give her the sauce.
I mean, I was going to say, is there even alcohol in it? But
oh, there's some bourbon in there.
Trust
I can taste
me.
The
well,
bourbon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I know that he said that he put alcohol in there, but, like, the sauce isn't cooked. But, like, if you use alcohol to cook with it, it's going to cook all the alcohol.
Now, by the way, we'll tell her, by the way, because she might have, like, a
allergy.
Allergy. Or you know, some people are like that.
A religious affliction.
Religious.
That was really delicious.
Thank you.
Well, so they had bread pudding in the chintz room?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, they did.
Are you giving away all the bread pudding, Bob? Did I say you could do that? Gee whiz.
Well, I'm just taking care of your people.
Yeah, really.
Who's your people?
For the people.
That's good, Bob.
Well, there's good. Plenty over here as well.
And I told you bread pudding was good.
Yes. Yeah. That was really good.
But that's the Lazarus bread pudding.
No, I did not care for the pudding at the Dear Dutchman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you ate it, though?
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
That's because they didn't use leftover pizza.
Well, they didn't have a sauce.
Exactly.
The sauce
sauce makes it. And really, commercial bread pudding, they have too many steps to follow. And they don't get all the ingredients.
So what did you use for the bread pudding?
Besides the chopped up bread ingredients, the sauce itself is whole milk. Eggs. There's about, I think, six eggs in that there. What else?
then the whole milk, eggs, sugar. There's about a cup and a half of sugar, regular sugar, not confectionaries, and vanilla.
And very good.
Kind of blend all that together there and pour it over there and bake it into kind of a custard for an hour and a half.
So before we light the tree here, or top the tree,
the lighter.
Well, I've had some bourbon. What can I say? This is the way it's going to be for the rest of the day. Pastor Craig, what's coming up next hour on Study His Word?
I'll be having bourbon. I don't know.
What kind of recipes are you going to be giving out today?
No, I'm going to it's kind of like part two of what I did last week. Last week I did how to study your Bible, and I'm going to use some examples of how you should study your Bible.
Very nice. And if worse comes to worse,
I guess I can do it.
You can do it.
I can do it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I don't even know what to say about it. Okay. There's something else I wanted to do here. What was it? Oh, the conversation we were having earlier with Pastor Whitaker. That was a good conversation. We haven't done a current event on this show, so I figured we might as well do one. Is it possible to hold two thoughts in your head that, okay, I like this person, but that person doesn't? I still like them, but I can understand why somebody would not like them. Do you have to like everybody? That's the question. That's Pastor Whitaker and I were in that earlier.
Do you have to like everybody?
No, that let's say, I used you as an example, but you probably weren't paying attention at the time. What happened was,
I don't think so.
Okay, what I said was, let's say I like you, that we get along and our relationship is fine, but Pastor Whitaker doesn't like you for whatever reason. You and he just don't see eye to eye on things. Can I live with the fact that I like you, but he doesn't? Because some people can't. They go, why wouldn't you like that person?
I mean, I would think so. I think it sounds kind of dumb to dislike somebody just because somebody else dislikes that person.
If you I'm not saying that. It's more of you try to convince them of how good they are. Oh, no. What are you talking about? They're not an awful person.
I mean, if somebody dislikes somebody, I assume there's a reason. And if I like that person, I mean, that person just never done anything to me. I don't have a reason to dislike that person.
Right, but is it hard to believe that somebody else would dislike them?
I mean, no. I mean, people have a different, I guess, opinion. People have a different, I don't know what the word is, but they are going to view the other person perception. They have a different perception of, everybody has a different perception.
Perception is reality.
If you might not like somebody because you think them, you might think they're the rudest person in all of existence, but you might have a friend who's like best friends with that person because they don't perceive it the same way.
What do you think, Sean?
No, you can't make somebody like you.
No, but is it possible for you to like somebody and understand that somebody else doesn't like them?
No.
You can't?
Well, maybe, I guess. I don't know. Probably, I guess. I guess in the long run, you can. Yeah.
What do you think, Bob?
Well, I think it's the whole political spectrum today. You know, you get people who love the president, people who hate the president, and I could have my best friend who is the exact political opposite of me, but it doesn't mean I have to dislike him because I like one person. I think it gets into the Graham Kerr story. You know, I mean, you can have, and you should have, you know, proper discourses about somebody, you know, talking about them, and you can agree to disagree. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to practice agreeing to disagree.
You know, I wish there was some way to wipe somebody's mind clean of the R and the D after they know somebody and then bring them in and say, well, what do you think of that person? Because I think a lot of it's based in that in politics, oddly enough. What do you think, Pastor Greg?
Yeah, I think I like Sean. I can like Sean. You have three different reasons why you don't like Sean. But I'm not going to try to convince you that he's a good guy.
Right. Why do we have to do that?
We'll just agree to disagree. Agree to disagree.
We can like each other, but, you know, you like him, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all there is to that.
I don't have to like your friends. You don't have to like mine.
Right, but we can still like each other, and you can accept the fact that I don't like that person.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's the big question, then, to wrap all this up before we light the tree, is that, why don't you say light the tree? It's all that bourbon, Bob. It's a Lazarus Chinsworth.
Well, top
the tree.
Something is lit already.
Exactly. It's the holidays. That's why any mistake that goes on this time of year, you can just say, it's the holidays.
It's the holidays.
It's the holidays, any big thing that happens. Okay, Can you, because everybody can learn to like somebody, because we've all known people, you meet them, you don't know them well, then you learn more about them, and I like them. But what about the other way? Can you really like somebody, then grow to dislike them over time?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. 100%.
Okay, well, do you speak from experience?
Yes.
Yeah, beady eyes.
Yeah, well, what would cause that?
Being around the person too much a lot, that can help. That can do a lot.
Living with somebody will do that quick.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you think? Can you learn to dislike somebody who you, not knowing them any better, just that, you know, I just don't like you anymore?
I mean, if they were the same person from, like, the very beginning, then I guess I don't think so. I mean, I liked them to begin with, so unless I change or unless they change, then there's no change.
But nobody
there's
is
no
the
net change there.
But actions change. You may be the same person, but your actions don't...
I definitely think it's possible. I think it's more likely, though, that something along the lines of, like, I'm friends with this person who was cool at one day, and then the next day he just decided that he was going to switch up his whole personality.
But don't you ever notice how a lot...
Probably his personality anyways.
What about a husband and wife who live together and are probably around each other more than anybody else, and when they get a divorce, they don't speak ever again?
It's like the whole... I think that's kind of like just don't live with your best friends thing because you'll end up hating them.
Bob?
I think you can grow to dislike people just like you can grow to like them. Nothing remains the same. You know, nothing is static. I mean, you change, and you have to expect that they're going to change, and hopefully that you'll be changing in the same direction.
But sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't.
Nobody does stay the same forever. See, I would disagree with that. I don't think anybody does. I think we're ever changing, and I think that's...
Who said that people stay the same forever?
Well, you said if somebody's still the same, why would I learn to dislike them?
Oh, no, because it's just the way you phrased the question. It sounded like... Because you were like... If you basically made it sound like if they never changed.
No, I didn't say that. What I said was... I think you must have misunderstood. What I said over time, is it possible to dislike somebody?
Yeah, and you said not based off of any change or anything like
not,
that?
Not like any change, like they punched you one day.
I'm confused by why you're confused.
But you said...
Not based off of any change or anything, just... Oh, so I'm like, okay, if nobody's changing, then no, I probably wouldn't learn to dislike.
No, what I'm... I think you misunderstood what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if there's no change... Like if somebody... Like, okay, they're your best friend, and then one day they break your jaw, well, yes, you're not going to like them. Not precipitated by an action. Just time.
I mean... If they're not doing anything I have no problems with, I don't see why it would happen.
But they might be. Pastor Craig, what do you think?
I don't know which question I'm answering.
I'm going to rephrase this. Rephrase this thing.
Because people go through change naturally, you can grow to dislike someone that you originally liked.
You know, it's funny because there have been, of course, we've all, I think, gone the other way, where we met somebody, first impression was, I really don't like that person, and then all of a sudden, they become a good friend.
You grow to like them.
You think, man, they're really good. But the other way does happen, and we don't talk about that very often, how you're around somebody a lot, and you really do like them, and then they always call, the real person came out, is usually what they say. And I don't think people understand when that real person comes out, you can really grow to dislike somebody, and I think, in a way, you dislike them more than you dislike somebody else. If you meet somebody and you dislike them, you dislike them. But if you liked somebody and they turn into a whole different person, you can really dislike them.
Yeah, the true colors come out.
Because you think they're a phony, then.
That's right.
That they were being a phony, right. Which is worse than being a jerk.
Right.
You know, I say, I can know jerks all day long. Just show me who you are. But a phony, I don't like. So there you go. Now, Matt, did I phrase that properly?
Oh, there's an awful lot there to be phrasing. We went on a whole paragraph and then asked me if you phrased it properly.
Did you understand it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then we're good. All right, do you understand the holidays are almost here? All right, now, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
We can do jingle bells, can't we?
Well, I thought you were going to do a drum roll.
We're going to do a drum roll. Well, I think we need to sing something once the tree's been knobbed. don't know if the drink's going to be standing here in a few minutes. Bob's
did
having
you,
some
do
trouble.
You want to get over there and I'll take a picture?
No, hey, Bob's going to do it.
It's a heavy
straw. Bob's going to top it?
Bob's going to top it.
Do you want me to take a picture?
Yeah, get a picture of this. This is a big moment here. Everybody get ready. The holidays are about to happen. There's a drum roll.
You already topped it.
Well, don't say that. It's radio, for God's sake. You think we can't see that he already topped it? Oh, man. Listen, folks, Bob's going to take the star off again, and we're going to top this thing. Oh, my Lord.
There you go. There he goes. He's reaching toward the top. The star is getting closer.
There it is.
There it is. He's placing
he's
the
almost,
star
it's almost
on,
there.
On top of the tree.
All right.
It's going to stay. Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Well, in years past, we've always had a dog collar to help hold a
box. Oh, yeah, what happened to the dog collar? It's probably in the old box. You're right. Well, it's officially Christmas. Everybody sing Jingle Bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. All right, the holidays are here. The WGH tree has
I'm
been...
to the dugout.
Well, no, you're heading somewhere after that little announcement. I liked you till you did that. And then all of a sudden, it was all downhill.
That's okay, Sean. I'll still like you.
Aye. But the... Now, that's a nice-looking star. Bob, what did you do before we get off the air here? What did you do quick different this year?
I put glitter on it, and I put more
wow.
more reinforcement in the dough to help hold it, and less leavening.
That's a star. The old star, it was kind of, it looked like it maybe suffered a stroke.
Well, and it had more practice in making.
It was anemic.
The star was a little dangerous. Yeah. This star looks, I mean, that looks like you could put something, you know, you could put that in the Star Hall of Fame.
I wouldn't recommend gnawing on it, though.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have that problem here. All right. Well, listen, happy holidays to everybody. We'll be back on tonight from 8:15 to 10 p.m., Matt Carrington and I, and Sean will be back the following week. Right? Yeah. But Sean will be there tomorrow. Pastor Craig will be there. Worst comes to worst, we can put him on the air at some point. I'll be there for the parade at 6 p.m. We might have a special guest co-host. And then Matt and Carrington will be elves tomorrow singing in their elfly costumes along with George Casotas, Mayor Kellogg, and whoever else shows up at that point. So we're going to have fun in downtown Marion starting tomorrow at 6 p.m. But tune in tonight. We might take more fruitcake toss entrants, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Bob, thanks for coming in on Wednesday and doing everything and doing things today. And you'll be back fruitcake toss day?
Right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right. Pastor Craig's coming up here in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare flip that dial. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Underage use of alcohol and other drugs. Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
OhioNotary.us. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Website OhioNotary.us. Providing notarization services of any document anywhere in Mid and Central Ohio at homes and businesses. OhioNotary.us. A proud supporter.
In the spirit of the holiday season, WGH Talk will play one classic Christmas song every hour through Christmas. WGH Talk wishes you and yours a very happy holiday season.